producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
November with the Doug Steffen posse, the Doug Steffen gang, the Doug Steffen group. Sounds like a singing group, right? The Doug Steffen group.
I like the Steffenette.
The Steffenette, you can be one of those. Jennifer Horn is one of them. Roberta Fasinelli is another one.
I'm not so sure I really come off as a Steffenette, though.
Yeah. You could be a Steffener.
Or Ken.
Yeah. Kenny and Richard
B. Steffener. Yeah, we're the Steffeners.
Real men can be a Steffenette.
Right. No, they can't.
Sure.
Not so much.
Not even close.
Oh,
but
come on.
Your definition of a real man, I suppose. Motivation time on Good Day. Arthur Ashe, professional tennis player, very important in American athletics. He was also quite
an inspirational
guy. He had a lot of things to say. He said, from what we get, we can make a living. From what we give, we make a life. Very, very.
Think about that for a second.
From what we get, we can make a living. From what we give, we can make a life.
I got you.
That would be. What's your problem? Good for you, Jennifer. Our thought for the day today comes from Maya Angelou, who said, do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. Right. Well, listen, all good things to keep in mind. Here's our quote of the day. Comes from Kobe Bryant.
I quit.
Yeah.
I'll always be that kid with the rolled up socks, garbage can, the garbage can in the corner. With 5 seconds left on the clock, he's leaving the NBA, and thought that people would like to have him leave on a rhyme.
I'm going to tell you, after the season he's been having, people are ready for him to go.
Yeah, he is the Lakers biggest four-flushing phony.
Oh, why?
Because he's a rapist?
He's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he is a rapist. I forgot about that.
Oh, I forgot about that. Right.
I did. That was a while ago. How sad that I forgot about that.
Yeah, well,
jeez.
Good news. Americans returned home well so far. Traffic hasn't been the toll on the traffic today. It's the usual hot spots. I remember yesterday when I was looking, or was it Saturday? I was trying to go out and pick up a piece of equipment, and the Mass Pike was loaded on Saturday afternoon and yesterday in both directions, that sort of thing. Where you were, how was the driving back from Las Vegas to Los Angeles?
Driving there was actually terrible. On Wednesday,
on
we
that
left
big
around.
Curve, the F on the,
yeah.
That curve that comes
we
down
left
the hill.
Around 12, and we didn't arrive into Vegas until about 6:30, so it was about 6.5 hours.
Wow, and less than 5 hour ride.
So. It should have taken about 4.5, but it took us about 3 hours to get out of LA.
Oof.
That was the rough part. And then coming home, it took us about 6 hours. We left early. We left about 7:30, and we were home before 2.
Can you imagine how it would have been if the weather were bad? There's a lingering storm.
I can't imagine if I had left later. It would have been even worse.
Let's see here. North Texas and Arkansas today. Those of you listening there are experiencing a heavy storm, flooding. There are flood watches. Imagine what it would have been if it had been snow. There was some snow up in the Colorado Rockies over the weekend, but generally speaking, the weather was pretty good, pretty pleasant where I am this morning. 41 degrees on the farm, which is pretty warm. Yesterday it was, I don't think it got above 41, but there's been an interesting sort of fluctuation in the weather patterns. But the good news is that airport operations were quite efficient. I didn't hear of any real major faux pas. Anybody, Kenny, you just couldn't get a flight back on Sunday, but what was your experience like going out and coming back from Florida?
I had to fly out of LAX, so driving to LAX was horrible. Other than that, it was, everything went really smoothly.
Yeah. So you couldn't go San Diego, Dallas, and Dallas, Miami, or wherever you were going? That didn't work for you?
I could have, but I saved about almost $600.
Wow.
Driving up to LAX.
What was $600 for a millionaire like us?
Yeah, right. Right. Hoobie.
Come on.
All right. So let's see.
Probably gonna take the private plane.
I have to talk to Chucker about this movie, Gods of Egypt. There's a big to-do about it because mostly white actors were cast in a story that takes place in Egyptian mythology that had nothing to do with, there were no whites. I mean, it's kind of like, it was like Charlton Heston playing Moses, for heaven's sakes. But now, because the politically correct era is upon us, you get a lot of that hooch. How many people saw any movies over the weekend? Jen, did you see any?
I did. The Secrets in Their Eyes. It's the Julia Roberts movie.
Oh, about a kidnapping.
The Secret... Yeah, well, it was. I had no idea what I was walking into, but you know what? It was actually quite good and very twisty, and I thought the actors were all very good.
Doug, did you go see Rocky?
I did.
Creed?
Yes.
Is it as great as everybody's saying it is?
It's worth every second. Every
second. I thought, too.
It
was fantastic.
You know, I've heard it's going to be an Oscar year for
you.
Yeah. Well, it ought to be.
When our Chucker, our movie guy, gushed about it on Friday,
on
the way home, I heard the Washington Post movie critic on the local radio here. It was almost embarrassing how much she was gushing about this movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. I don't know that I'm not a boxing fan, as you know.
I know, that's not surprising.
Well, I wanted to see Stallone. And excuse me, the end. Well, do I? Is this for?
Don't do it.
It's just what you would expect from a Rocky movie. How's that? Except they didn't have the Rocky music in it the way I thought they ought to have for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They made you wait for it.
Yeah, they did.
As someone who doesn't know the Rocky franchise, because I was a little too young to watch movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Rocky music?
The Rocky music is Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Is there any? My heavens, Jennifer.
That and the Survivor,
Eye
of the Tiger.
Yeah,
that's right.
Eye of the Tiger,
just like that. Yeah,
just kind of like that.
That's beautiful,
right?
Do it again.
Another frustrated rocker doing radio.
That's me. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 14 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas and the holiday season. Do I dare talk about this now because Thanksgiving is over? Yeah, I guess it's okay. Cause actually, Richie. Christmas is 3 weeks from Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop it.
It is.
I want to enjoy the season.
It's 3 weeks from Friday. Christmas.
3 weeks?
Three
going to be 4 weeks?
Weeks from Friday. Well, this Friday is the 25th.
I just pulled up my Christmas tree. You're going to tell me I have to take it down in 3 weeks?
Yeah, no, it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks, so let's get at it.
Ugh.
If you're looking for a gift that will make you look younger than you have looked in years, or you have somebody in your life, somebody who's a friend, you're looking for stocking stuffers, this is something I've recommended every year for the last 4 or 5 years, I think, Richie.
Yep.
We've been talking about Genucel and how wonderfully well it works on your face. All these face products come from Chamonix, like Genucel. Take advantage of the outrageous discounts and then watch Genucel take legions, maybe years is better, off of your life. That doesn't sound right. We don't want to take legions and years off of our life. We want to take it off of our face. Decades off of your face, the bags of puffiness under your eyes, that sort of thing, lines around your eyes, Genucel will have immediate effects. And so you see the results the first 12 hours. Very cool product. It works or your money back. 800-543-9262. Let me get to specifics for a second, because Genucel is one of those products that you can talk about and, it does this, it does that. But the bags and puffiness are caused by water collecting under your eyes. So this extracts it. That's what it does. It doesn't mask it, doesn't put makeup on. It gets rid of it. This is a very, very, very serious product. And all their products, the Esotique Face Cream and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, you can get that as a gift. Ask for a gift. When you call 800-543-9262, tell them you want to order Genucel, and you've been told by Doug Steffen that there's a gift attached to the purchase. And they'll say, yes, how about you take a Platinum Dark Circle Treatment to get rid of the dark circles under your eyes at the same time? Brilliant, right? and so good for stocking stuffers, for anybody you know, especially this time of year. People will be staying up late, and they are going to parties, grabbing the presents, doing the shopping online, whatever it is. So make yourself look better. Get it for you, and get it for the people that you care about who may have this same problem. 800-543-9262. From now until Christmas, they will upgrade you to priority shipping free when you buy GenuCell. Around your eyes, there's nothing better. 800-543-9262.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It's 19 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. If you're thinking that the world seems to be a vacuum in terms of leadership, they're all 120 world leaders, people running 120 countries, 2 weeks of talks in Paris to end the problem of global warming. And it seems to me with all those people, there's going to be a lot of gas. Yeah. A lot of gas there. In the midst of the drought in California, I find it interesting, Jen, that the Water Replenishment District of Southern California has announced they're finalizing plans to construct a $95 million water purification plant that would make our district entirely self-reliant on local water. The district currently imports water from the Colorado River, and that 4 million people drinking that's a long haul. Mm-hmm. Doing this is quite expensive. It may damage the environment, but when it comes to water, you kind of have to choose whether you want to live or die.
Yeah, it's an easy choice, usually.
Right. So this is an adaptation of basically all of the sewerage water that is in the L.A. Basin being purified and reused. Everything. Anything and everything that's liquid is going to go through this plant. So one would wonder how the water is going to taste.
Anything that's liquid?
Anything that's liquid is going to be purified in this thing. Yeah.
Checking I got that right.
Yeah, no, that's the story. Oof. Well, still nobody can figure out why there isn't a desalinization plant off the Malibu coast. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
All right, so we get into our Monday My Three Songs contest. Prize is a copy of the book by Maria Francesca Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work, a fascinating read that'll help you and perhaps put you in the mood of fixing problems, like I was referring to the state of the world today. There's a lot of information in there that'll help you out. I think you'll like reading it. In the meantime, we have three songs that we put together. I got nothing to do with this. Kenny puts these together. I shouldn't say we, because I know it's him who does it. So, he's got three songs that he put together, and they all have a commonality. You tell us what they have in common, these songs, at 888-302-3684. You get a copy of that book. All right, let's get started. First song, Kinks. All of my friends used to come and go. Come dancing. Come dancing. Big hit from 1983. This and their 1960s hit, Tired of Waiting for You, were tied as their highest charting singles. Lead singer-songwriter Ray Davies wrote a musical named after and based on this song, which ran for a couple of years in London, and that was back in 2008. So, all right, this is a good pop song, Rich. You can crank it up. Kinks and Come Dancing. Come dancing. Come dancing. I did it when I was just a kid, yes. Still doing it, same.
Yeah. Would the Clue self-help book work on this one?
No.
Self-help book.
Self-help
book. That's confusing.
It's too out. No,
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the help, though, Rich.
I'm just trying to get it.
302-3684. Next song was a song by Nelson, Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. Number one hit from this week in 1990. Song based on a crush one of the band members had on Cindy Crawford. Nelson had four top 40 hits in the early 90s. This is the only one that actually went all the way to the top. The band was primarily made up of a couple of members who were sons of Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
So they called themselves Nelson.
Gunner and Matthew, wasn't it?
Matthew, yeah.
Yep. All right, so Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection by Nelson. Number two, Kinks, Come Dancing was the first song. Third song is sung by the Beach Boys. Leachy Beachy's, it's a great song. It was number one during this week in 1988. Beach Boys. Matter of fact, this song went on and on and on as a number one song. Did very well for them. Co-written by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas and Scott McKenzie. Remember the song San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair? That was the number one song. It was the only one, though, that wasn't done by Brian. Their only song that wasn't produced and written by Brian.
Who was the drummer on this song when they did it live on the tour, Doug?
The drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, you would ask me. I'm thinking.
John Stamos.
That was it. Yeah. All right. Anyway, what do these three songs, or more importantly, the groups, have in common? We've got about 60 seconds here for you to figure this out. 888-302-3684. Give me that much of a hint. It has to do. The connection has to do with the groups themselves: the Kinks, Nelson, and the Beach Boys. All right. So if you can figure out what those bands have in common. You are, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Kenny, should we work on another hint? That's the best one, though, I think.
Gave a big clue in the information about Nelson.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, look at the name of the Beach Blanks. Hello.
The what?
The Beach Blanks.
Boys, okay.
Okay, is he working on it? I only got a few seconds. Anyway,
I don't know what the Kinks has to do with that.
Kinks are brothers.
Oh, okay.
Band members of the Kinks are brothers, Nelson brothers, and the Beach Boys are brothers.
Ah.
And that's what they had.
Sure.
They were all brothers, all bros. What do you say, bro? All right, so that was a good combination of things.
That was good.
Good, Kenny.
I like it when I miss it.
He must have had this on the plane. He had this on the plane. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly, what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway.
Let us cast ourselves upon this Monday. It's the last Monday of November 2015. One more month. As a matter of fact, a month from tomorrow is New Year's Eve.
Stop.
Look at you. You just, I mean, you got one shovel in the ground, don't you, already?
Oh, stop it. Would you please?
It's almost here. We're almost there. Stop it.
Here's the story of a Kentucky Sheriff's Department, which I'm sure will be sued for any number of things. They extradited the wrong man from California.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Butler County Sheriff Joe Gatti. Good old Joe.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
And a deputy drove 4,000 miles to pick up Joe Oros and bring him in on an outstanding warrant. Oros says he told the lawmen they had the wrong guy, but they didn't listen to him. However, when he was jailed in Kentucky, they fingerprinted him, and guess what?
Wrong guy.
Yep.
Hey, Joe, what do you know? We got the wrong Joe.
What do you know?
Stupid. He said, though, Joe said he'd never been in Kentucky before, but he loved it, and he thought he'd move his family back there.
Congratulations.
Well, isn't that nice?
That's another felon.
My heavens. People are so, so funny. All right. Speaking of funny, I find it intriguing that the New Hampshire union leader, which usually sets the tone for who's going to win, they're very influential. Big Manchester newspaper, but it has circulation all around New England, and people pay attention to it because normally whoever they endorse wins the New Hampshire primary. They endorsed Chris Christie.
Really? Well, he's doing well in New Hampshire, actually.
Yeah,
that's one of the
states. Not as well as Trump.
As the Trumpmeister.
But it's still interesting. They're very traditional, and they would not go with anybody who's an outsider. They would never endorse Trump or any...
Fiorina.
Yeah, never. But I thought it was interesting, because Christie hadn't had much traction. Maybe if he gets somewhere in New Hampshire, maybe he'll be the person who comes up along the side of the wagon.
So... Jennifer, I need to ask you this while we're, we all know that you're all in for Trump.
Yeah.
And that's cool. After he did the mocking of the reporter with the disability, Do you think that's over the line?
He said he wasn't doing the mocking of the reporter. He said it was just a coincidence. Yes. And he said it was a coincidence that I believe my Trump.
Did you see it? No way.
You didn't watch the video then.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Look, there's not, as I've said before, I cannot defend 100% of what he does, but I think he does enough to shake people up. And you know what? I can't hold my nose and vote again. I'm not going to hold my nose and vote for someone like Marco Rubio unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. On the other side of this, what Kasich said over the weekend when asked if he would support Trump were Trump to be the GOP nominee, he says, I don't know.
Kasich has spent $2 million to run ads against Trump, which seems really ridiculous because he needs to be getting his message.
Well, they're all piling up against Trump the last couple of days, fearing everybody is because
they'd love to see him out.
The guy, he's a grenade.
Mm. Yeah. But a lot of people are responding
with the pin sticking halfway out.
More than the people that have run the country in the past. I mean, look, everybody's got their pin, and everybody does things. You either agree with it or you don't. We need to make some really big changes, though.
Speaking of really big changes, thank you for that.
Blow it up?
All right. Congress passed a law last year that said that the NSA had to stop listening to your phone messages, and by golly, they did.
Yeah.
Yep. Big victory for the people, I think. So as of today, the NSA surveillance program will be targeting specific people or groups rather than your mother's calls to see if you're dating anybody. It's a pretty simple bottom line thing. No more recording those. Why is it that we're so intrigued by what other people are doing with their lives? Is it that we have such an empty life? So many people have such empty lives. They go to work, they come home. They sit in front of the television set, they have dinner, they go to bed, they get up, they go to work, they do the same thing. And so maybe they live vicariously through some of the people that are doing some of these things, whether they're good things or bad things.
Do you think that's really going on, though? I mean, do you think that's fair?
What, people at the NSA listening to people's phone?
Well, do you think that they're like, because they have no life, they work for the NSA to listen to your Aunt Martha's conversation with her girlfriend?
I don't know whether they're doing it. They
get into it.
Yeah, right. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Freddie Gray, and what's going on there, Richie?
Starts today.
Court.
Trial on the first police officer starts today.
Officer William Porter on trial today for fatally not shooting him, but it was the van, and he died in the van.
This officer is on trial for not calling for assistance when Freddie Gray was saying he needed medical assistance.
Because all the officers involved are being tried separately, right? All six of them, I think, that are involved.
Yep. Richie, can you do something about Jennifer? Thank you, please. Okay. This is something I didn't think I would be talking about, but yet it is going on in the Middle East. Today, there are elections in Saudi Arabia. I didn't say to be fair, but there are 900 women, Kenny, who are campaigning for various public offices in Saudi Arabia. This is the first time this has ever happened. Saudi women given the right to vote 3 months ago. So now, and it was all the family just says, okay, well, we'll let women vote. It doesn't make any difference because the family, the royal family, is going to run the country, but they have some sort of a parliament, and this is municipal level electioneering, and it's kind of inconsequential because nationally there is no parliament, it's the ruling family, that's it. And but they're trying to keep things calm because of all the pressure from the other countries. Do you see what's going on in the other countries where people are upset and there's unrest? 40% unemployment in Saudi Arabia. You would think that they would be smart enough to do like Alaska does. People who live in the state of Alaska don't pay taxes. You knew that, right? They get a check. They don't pay. They don't pay state taxes. They get paid a stipend. Every single citizen of Alaska, if I'm wrong, somebody from one of our Alaska stations is going to call me at 888-302-3684, but I believe that's the case. So why wouldn't they do that in Saudi Arabia? They got plenty of money. The money is like hanging off of the trees over there. So rather than have, they're so worried about civil unrest, but they're so damn greedy. Why don't you, they spend supposedly $300 million a day to support themselves. What could they do with 200 million a day. And give the other 100 million in some way, not give the money away, but create jobs, state jobs or something, like we've done so well here in America. We don't have the money for those jobs. Over there, they do. Maybe if they were really our pals, maybe they should do like that person last week. Remember story last, was it Friday, Richie, or maybe it was Wednesday? The story about the fellow that put $2.2 million into the Treasury to help our deficit?
Yeah.
So,
moron.
Why don't we do that with the Saudis? We do a lot of favors to them. All right? Give us $100 million a day. We'll keep you safe, and you can help diminish what we have in debt. What's wrong with that? That's a pretty good idea. I just came up with it. Everybody agree? Disagree? What do you think? Yes, yes, yes? No, huh?
Sure.
Why is it so hard to get people to...
Yes, yes, yes.
Huh? I think I like that plan.
You do? I think I like
it. Just seems like somebody would mess it up somewhere along the line.
Why are you so pessimistic?
I know how government works.
I know, but...
They would take that money and...
Okay, so credit cards galore, Cyber Monday... Online shopping's biggest day, according to the news media. I'm not so sure. I think the retailers and the basic tone of what's been said in the last week or so. As a matter of fact, I saw a number someplace, a pretty outrageous number, crazy number, like $43 billion or something have been spent. Did anybody see that same number? $43 billion spent over the weekend.
Wow. I believe it. The malls were pretty crowded when I saw them.
Well, it isn't just that. It's online.
And online, too, yeah. Sure.
It's supposed to be I think I said before, it's supposed to be the most, not profitable, but we're on line, on course to spend more money for the Christmas season than has ever been the case before because of A, the economy being a little better, and B, because there are more people that are now of buying age, which I find interesting, but that's true. Makes sense, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. When you get right down to brass tacks.
Yeah. It looks like so far that the store sales are down because e-retailing is up.
Yeah. Did you get a total? Is that my number right?
It looks like store sales are down, and I don't see a total number.
Really? In a moment on Good Day, Santa Claus is in trouble.
Oh,
find
no.
out.
What
yeah.
do you do now?
Yeah. All right. It's 43 after the hour on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
46. That's the hour. Good day. Hello. Jennifer's here. Kenny's here. Richie's here. Brazilian police are looking for Santa Claus. A Sao Paulo Santa Claus kicked off the Christmas season by stealing a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Rented a helicopter on Friday from an air taxi service and then didn't bring it back. How do you take a helicopter and just fly out?
I know. Nobody goes, that's weird.
Sleigh with the reindeer. What's he need a helicopter
He's
for?
A modern Santa Claus, Richie.
Right.
Need a helicopter. By the way, look around if it's a, if you see a Robinson Model 44 in your yard or in your neighborhood, it's probably stolen from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Do we care that Mary-Kate Olsen has married this old banker?
It's creepy. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. But yeah, one of those, the Olsen twins, Mary-Kate, she married her really old man boyfriend.
Well, wait just a second here.
How old?
He's 46, she's 29. That's
yeah.
An old man.
17, boy, yeah, hello.
Okay, I'm sorry, how many years?
17 years between the two.
When you're in your 20s, that's a big difference.
She's only 29.
She's 29.
Yeah. Man, the kids have been around forever.
I know.
They've had a good career. All right, let's jump into what's on TV tonight because it is the holiday season and Charlie Brown is celebrating his 50th Christmas.
That's the holiday season?
That's right. On ABC at 8 o'clock, you can see the 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas. That's kind of fun. Show your kids. I think that's pretty cool.
My kids love Charlie Brown. And the movie's out this week. So.
Well, and you also, I mean, what this means is you get to, this is going to be like a whole spectacular hosted by Kristen Bell. You've got, Sarah McLachlan's going to be a part of it. Boys to Men, Pentatonix. It should be a lot of fun. The All-American Boys Chorus. So if you need a little Christmas spirit, that's where you should be. Now, if you're like me and probably Rich and maybe Ken, we'll be watching Gotham tonight because that show is so fantastic. If you like The Voice, the live top 10 performances for season
what
9.
What time is that on? Is,
we'll
Gotham, is
eight.
That in the early?
Gotham's at 9 o'clock on Fox.
You would, the not old.
Like, you would not like Gotham.
Well, I've seen some of it on the plane and it gets darker and darker.
It's too violent for you.
Yeah. But it's on the same time that 24 used to be on, 9 o'clock Monday.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a great show. Also, if you like cable, some of the cable series, Major Crimes, is being recommended by the editors of TV Guide.
That's a good show, I think, still. Isn't it? That was the old Kira Sedgwick, The Closer, which just she left and they just kept it going with the same crew, basically, except without her. Pretty good story. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine's husband, I think I told you, is the writer. He was a former L.A. police detective, and they took all the files and stuff and wrote their stories around what had happened when he was arresting people right and left.
That's what happened.
Yeah. All right, so what else?
All right, also going on in TV news, this is a fun one. Kevin Bacon is going to dig back into his roots for a new TV series based on Tremors. If you remember it, back in the 90s, there was the creature comedy.
Creature?
Yeah. And it started a franchise that really kind of gave a boost to Kevin Bacon. Remember, everybody would want to do their degrees of separation
Kevin?
Yep. Yeah, 6 degrees. So he went on to go into bigger projects, but now it looks like he's coming back. According to Entertainment Weekly, a television series based on Tremors is being developed, and it will have Kevin Bacon reprising his role as a reluctant monster hunter Valentine McKee. Pretty exciting stuff there. Now, also going on at Thanksgiving, did you watch any football, guys? I'm not even going to ask Doug because
I know
the answer. Yep. Did you watch some football over the weekend?
Watch my Redskins take first place into the horrible NFC East.
Well, there you go. Well, Thanksgiving's NFL matchup drew 27.8 million viewers. Big. What were you guys doing? You should be eating turkey, not watching.
We did both. You eat turkey and watch football.
That was second most ever for NBC in a primetime regular season game. That was the Bears versus Packers rivalry game. And I have to tell you, I was out to Thanksgiving dinner in Vegas at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and there were people jammed at the bar at Ruth's Chris, right? Nice and fancy. You're paying a lot of money to eat there. Mm-hmm. And people are screaming and cheering, and it seemed like most people were going for Green Bay, at least where I was.
But they lost.
All right, so tablet TV is coming. Tablet TV selling a streaming device that lets users watch broadcast networks and local cable outlets, as well as local online and mobile channels on tablets. So it would be an example of that. On an iPad?
Yeah,
watch
tablet.
TV on an iPad?
Sure, an iPad or any of the Google devices, yeah.
For some reason I thought that you could do that already, but apparently you can't. But it'll be big, supposedly.
We can. This will be a different type of service.
Technology, yeah. Adding
live
that
TV is
sort of
a big element. TV.
Yeah. 51 after. Thanks, Jen.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour, the informative, entertaining, if I do say so myself, Doug Steffen Good Day program helps get your day off to a good start, hopefully, or whenever you hear it. Could be in the afternoon. Could be late in the morning, could be early in the morning. We're here at your service and on your side. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and me. Do you know somebody who had metastatic breast cancer or has it now? I had my former wife metastatic breast cancer 21 years.
Got a friend going through it right now.
Yeah. There's a new website, Richie, offering information for those wanting to learn more about this disease. And Brian Osich would like to inform you as to that right now.
Newsbreak, I'm Brian Osuch. Being diagnosed with cancer is a scary experience, and trying to understand what's contributing to your cancer's growth can be particularly overwhelming. For the approximately 175,000 American women living with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, it's critical to learn how the tumor's hormone receptor status may impact the progression of the disease. Knowing this information can create an opportunity for those living with the disease to more actively manage it. LifeBeyondPink.com is a new website that features tailored educational information for those living with MBC. Marianne DeCanto reflects on how understanding the impact her tumor's hormone receptor status can have on her MBC allows her to more actively manage her disease.
Knowing my tumor's hormone receptor status helped me better understand metastatic breast cancer and what is driving the specific type I have. This has allowed me to have more in-depth conversations with my healthcare team to help determine the best options for my care.
To learn more about metastatic breast cancer and how hormone receptor status can impact the disease, visit LifeBeyondPink.com, a site developed by AstraZeneca.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The Health Watch on Good Day. According to a new review of studies related to running and health, jogging for as few as 5 or 6 miles per week could substantially improve your health. The review found that even with skimpy mileage like that, runners generally weigh less, have a lower risk of obesity than people who jog. And the reason this happens is with any exercise, your veins and arteries open up. Exercising calls on your body to bring blood to your muscles, and as that happens, your arteries and your veins are going to open up. You can get that same effect by using beetroot juice. Beetroot juice in the form of super beets, used by Olympic athletes for stamina. Runners that run the 26 miles in a marathon, a lot of them now are using super beets. This is really an amazing, amazing reality. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. So as a result of that, your arteries become constricted because they become a little more brittle as you get older. And therefore, your blood pressure goes up, and that's not a good thing for all kinds of reasons. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on my staff here at the Good Day program, has taken a good look at all of these, the SuperBeet products, the Neo 40, which is a capsule that has the same amount of SuperBeet, only it's been crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, and it immediately is absorbed into your system, so you get that blood flow to your brain, to your muscles, and to your whole body. So you have an immediate pick-me-up. It's very cool. It really is. Start the day with that. Don't drink that. You don't have to go to coffee. Just take one of these capsules. And then during the day, get some of the juice, a teaspoon of SuperBeets powder into a glass of water. And bingo, you've got more energy, so you do a good job for the rest of the day. Here's how to get yourself into the lower blood pressure category, or keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, and get all these other benefits. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that number for two boxes of Neo 40, a free 30-day supply of SuperBeets, the book on nitric oxide, all the things you need to know as to how this works, how it's so good for you. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Neo 40 SuperBeets, great for health and longevity. 800-655-4183. This is Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.